Winter is here, and so is all the coughing and sneezing it brings. Now's the time to make sure your immune system is as strong as it can be. You've heard me talk about how I've used Empower to supercharge my immune system. Now my friends at the Harmony Company have introduced a new and improved version of Empower called Empower Plus. This improved formula combines HCC, one of the most powerful mushroom extracts, with fermented wheat germ extract. Super concentrate, supercharging your immune system like never before. With more than 150 combined published research reports, Empower Plus will quickly give your immune system the super boost you need. So if you're looking for a way to handle whatever the winter throws at you, Empower Plus is the solution. For more information and to order, go to theharmonycompany.com. That's theharmonycompany.com. Or call 800-422-5518. 800-422-5518. Use coupon code HOFFMAN10 at checkout and get a 10% discount and free shipping. That's theharmonycompany.com for the new Empower Plus.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to another hour of the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. What a pleasure it is to sit here behind this microphone and have the opportunity to share important health information with you that I've gleaned from the press, from medical journals, from things that I've come across. 877-726-8255, our number. We got lots to talk about this hour, and that number is available to you 24/7, 365. We have recorded calls, so let's hear one of those right now.
I'm requesting for information on GERD, particularly related to gases, bloating, and dyspepsia. Most of the doctors are prescribing PPIs, and I would like to understand what will be the effect of PPIs on long-term usages.
Okay. Well, these are among the most prescribed medications around, and they're based on the notion that the reason for stomach ulcers is that we overproduce hydrochloric acid. And if you have an ulcer during the healing phase of an ulcer, it might not be a bad idea to stop the production of the acid temporarily. But the prescribing of these drugs went through the roof when all manner of tummy problems became the target of deacidification or blocking of acid production. And we have a lot of GERD or reflux. It used to be called heartburn, good old-fashioned heartburn. And we then developed these drugs. And now these drugs are being prescribed to tens and tens of millions of people. They weren't supposed to be prescribed for long periods of time, but a lot of doctors tell people that they need to be on these drugs for the rest of their lives. And then they came up with this notion that too much acidity could create esophageal cancer. We began to diagnose what's called Barrett's esophagus, which is thought to be a precursor to esophageal cancer. For those people who have changes in their esophagus, like Barrett's, they're told that they need to be relegated to these drugs for an entire lifetime. But they've got some really serious side effects. Blocking stomach acid changes digestion and absorption, and it also changes the microbiome. The microbiome is responsible for a lot of things, and it has pervasive health impacts. So, for example, people on cruise ships who take these PPIs, and a lot of people who are on cruise ships these days are seniors, retired folks who have the money and time to travel around. When there's an outbreak of some sort of diarrheal disease, the ones who are on these medications are much more likely to develop something because these acidity in your stomach is a barrier to bacterial contamination of your lower GI tract. And so these drugs render you more susceptible to diarrheal disease and food poisonings. But also there's some more profound problems. There's something called ZE syndrome, which is a change that occurs sometimes when you have a blockage of your stomach acid. You may either by increase your risk for stomach cancer. So by being on these medications, there may be a higher risk for some really serious problems. Kidney disease. There's some cardiovascular risks associated with these medications. There's certainly a higher risk for osteoporosis. There's a higher risk for C. difficile infection when you take antibiotics if you're on a PPI. In terms of malabsorption of nutrients, magnesium deficiency is so pervasive with these PPIs that there's a black box warning on the product labeling for PPI medications. Medications are Prilosec, Prevacid, and so on, that says that you better look out for hypomagnesemia. Well, hypomagnesemia can make you have cardiac arrhythmias. It can make you really feel tired and lousy. You can also develop anemia because of B12 malabsorption and iron malabsorption. And there's even concerns about a higher risk for dementia associated with long-term use of the PPI. So it really kind of behooves you to take the dietary measures, to be on what is called a GERD diet, identify culprit foods, reduce your, obviously, if you're a smoker, avoid smoking and avoid excess alcohol. Alcohol is very corrosive to the esophagus and the stomach. And then to consider taking things like DGL and various natural products that coat the esophagus. These are products that I often give to patients who have GERD, and many listeners take them. And it really is important to try and wean yourself off. It's hard to get off of the PPIs because once you stop cold turkey, you get a rebound effect, rapid overproduction of hydrochloric acid, because it's kind of like pulling back on a rubber band and you let it go and wham, it's you get a rebound for after long-term suppression of your stomach acid. And therefore, you have to taper very slowly. You have to go on a slow taper of your PPI over a period of weeks and months. That can be supervised by your physician or your natural healthcare practitioner. So just stopping cold turkey, not a good idea, because it's going to feel like you really need to be on the PPI. You're going to get stomach pain again rather quickly because of hyperacidity. And therefore, they're ideal drugs because they're self-perpetuating. Once you're on them, it's really hard to get off them. And doctors too often tell patients to use them long-term instead of what they're originally intended for, which is short-term use to allow an ulcer to heal or to relieve inflammation associated with esophagitis or GERD. So there you have it. 877-726-8255, our number. All right. There's a new sheriff in town when it comes to the Surgeon General. There's going to be a change in administration. Well, we had a guy, Surgeon General Vivek Murthy, who as a parting shot, as a parting gift to us, has come out with a headline-grabbing report that recommends alcohol be distributed with cancer warnings. The report warns, and I'm reading here from the Wall Street Journal, that for some cancers, quote, evidence shows that this risk may start to increase around one or fewer drinks per day. Now, I'm not defending drink because I'm not a big drinker. The older I get, the more I think it's kind of a waste of time. I don't need it. It affects my sleep. It is not something that I really need to tie one on with. Maybe when I was younger, it served that purpose. But now I'm more interested in preserving my mental faculties rather than muddling them, as is the case for many mature individuals. But I got to say that the problem with this edict is that the link between heavy drinking and certain cancers is very well established. Liver cancer, throat and mouth cancer, stomach cancer, but not for moderate consumption. So this is an example of government overkill. The government is good with edicts. They want to tell us what to do. And the pronouncement from Surgeon General Murthy flies in the face of a big study from the National Academies of Sciences, Engineering, and Medicine. 200 pages of findings that run counter to Dr. Murthy's 22-page report, although his report got all the headlines. And from the Wall Street Journal, they say the academies found insufficient evidence to support a link between moderate drinking, we're talking one or two drinks per day for a man and one drink per day for a woman, and oropharyngeal, esophageal, laryngeal, and other cancers. There was a slightly higher risk of breast cancer with moderate drinking. But, and here's the important but, remember a few weeks back on Intelligent Medicine, I shared with you a story that was bound to generate some controversy because it suggested there was virtually no amount of alcohol that wasn't bad for protection against heart attacks, right? It's almost like the more pickled you are, the lower your risk of a heart attack because alcohol has anti-atherosclerotic effects, not just red wine, but virtually all alcohols. Wine in particular has beneficial polyphenols, but alcohol seems to be protective against heart attacks. Oh, guess what? It increases the risk of atrial fibrillation, and high levels of alcohol consumption are associated, indeed, with certain forms of cancer. So what it comes down to, and you know, going through all these statistics, they cherry pick, but it turns out that of 609,000 cancer deaths in 2023, moderate drinking may have contributed, not necessarily caused, but could have been a partial contributor to just 3,400 of them, which is about 0.6%. So Dr. Murthy's claims about alcohol's cancer risks are ultimately misleading. And yeah, that's the very self-same Dr. Murthy who got it wrong about COVID misinformation, disinformation. He wanted to strengthen the monitoring of misinformation, prioritize early detection of misinformation, super spreaders, stigmatize those who were challenging lockdowns and vaccine mandates, and wanted to talk to the social media companies about how to throttle down information that went against the public narrative. And in fact, there was a big case before the Supreme Court, Murthy versus Missouri. The Attorney General of Missouri sued Murthy on the basis of his collusion with social media companies to deplatform or shadow ban folks who had different opinions about how to handle the COVID pandemic in a more rational way. So, you know, more dramatic headlines, but not a recommendation that I think should tell us that we should reenact prohibition in 2025. 877-726-8255 or number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Have you ever heard someone say that probiotics didn't work for them? Since all probiotics are not the same, the probiotic you choose can make the difference between superior results and no results. Look for an enriched formula containing these three key components for best results: probiotics, prebiotics, and postbiotics. A worldwide leader in microbiome health for over 40 years, Dr. Ohira's Probiotics is an enriched full-spectrum probiotic system fermenting multiple strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics. The result? Transformative postbiotic metabolites that maintain and support the biodiversity of flora in your gut for optimal digestion, gut-brain, and immune health. Dr. Ohira's, certified vegetarian, free of gluten, allergens, dairy, and GMOs. Get Dr. Ohira's probiotics today at Sprouts, Natural Grocers, Whole Foods, Vitamin Shoppe, and other natural health retailers nationwide.
It's January, time to tackle those New Year's resolutions. What do you want to achieve? Feel your best, conquer your goals. Let me share my personal experience with MightyPure from Timeline Nutrition. As someone who loves to stay active, I've noticed a significant boost in my workouts since I started taking it. I feel stronger and more energized, and my recovery time has improved dramatically. Imagine having the energy to tackle every challenge that comes your way. MightyPure is a game changer. It contains urolithin A, a rare postbiotic that promotes cellular renewal. MightyPure is the only urolithin A supplement on the market clinically proven to target the effects of age-related cellular decline. MightyPure addresses common signs of aging at the root. So if you want to support your cellular health and achieve your goals for 2025, MightyPure is offering a rare deep discount to get your 2025 started right. This month only, get 33% off MightyPure. Just go to timeline.com/Hoffman33. That's timeline.com/Hoffman33 for 33% off MightyPure. MightyPure is your scientifically backed ally in the quest for slowing down the aging process.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number is 877-726-8255, and we'll be taking some of your recorded questions momentarily. We appreciate them. You can call anytime you like during the weekend, record a question, and we'll tackle it on a future episode of Intelligent Medicine. But as I mentioned, I probably watch all too much TV. Well, I'm not really watching. I'm sort of like briefly looking up from time to time while I'm doing my work. Background TV, that's not so bad. And I see a lot of commercials. And I'm watching a lot of sports. And during sports events, they're having ads for Paxlovid. And the idea behind Paxlovid is these commercials is you don't want to ruin your weak or expose others to COVID. So if you come down with COVID, you better take Paxlovid. Paxlovid is an antiviral medication that is touted as a way to treat COVID, reduce the risk of a serious outcome with COVID, but also generally to make you feel better, because that's why we take stuff, right? I mean, if you get a cold, you take some NyQuil. Or if you get a headache, you take some Excedrin. You want to feel better. And hence, the impression is being created that if you take Paxlovid, which is a prescription medication, you got to get it from your doctor, that it will make you feel better if you come down with COVID. Well, here's something from, I want to remind you, because it's something from last year, came out in April. A recent study suggests that Paxlovid is ineffective at treating symptoms. I'll repeat that. Ineffective at treating symptoms in people with mild illness or those who have been fully vaccinated, which is the vast majority of us. Yes, there are some holdouts, people who are not vaccinated. They say, though, it is still a life-saving medication in vulnerable groups. Who are these vulnerable groups? Unvaccinated people who are high risk. What is high risk? The frail, the very elderly, people who are debilitated, people who are have suppressed immunity. And what they found is that indeed there was a very little benefit, if any. Yeah, I mean, look, it does reduce the risk of dying, but the risk of dying is infinitesimally small from the forms of COVID that are circulating these days. They found that both vaccinated people with a high underlying risk for severe infection, so like high-risk people who are vaccinated, but also unvaccinated people with a moderate risk for severe infection, they still experience COVID symptoms for roughly the same duration, regardless of whether or not they took Paxlovid. Paxlovid, enormously profitable for Pfizer, revenue up $1.5 billion. The U.S. just bought $500 million worth of a stockpile of Paxlovid. Go figure. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent.
Winter is here, and so is all the coughing and sneezing it brings. Now's the time to make sure your immune system is as strong as it can be. You've heard me talk about how I've used Empower to supercharge my immune system. Now my friends at the Harmony Company have introduced a new and improved version of Empower called Empower Plus. This approved formula combines HCC, one of the most powerful mushroom extracts, with fermented wheat germ extract. Super concentrate, supercharging your immune system like never before. With more than 150 combined published research reports, Empower Plus will quickly give your immune system the super boost you need. So if you're looking for a way to handle whatever the winter throws at you, Empower Plus is the solution. For more information and to order, go to theharmonycompany.com. That's theharmonycompany.com. Or call 800-422-5518. 800-422-5518. Use coupon code HOFFMAN10 at checkout and get a 10% discount and free shipping. That's theharmonycompany.com for the new Empower Plus.
There were many important reasons why I started my FullScript online supplement dispensary. I wanted to offer you the same curated professional-grade supplement brands that I use, the ones I know and trust. I also wanted to ensure that they weren't counterfeit or expired. Recently, I've been hearing more and more about counterfeit or expired products purchased from online retailers. With FullScript, you can be confident your supplements are genuine and they'll arrive with optimal freshness and potency. Also, buying through FullScript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, and a highly rated mobile app. It's safe, secure, HIPAA compliant, and offers world-class support. Go to drhoffmanstore.com for more information and to start your free FullScript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals, including my custom targeted protocols that combine the products I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. To get started, just go to drhoffmanstore.com, drhoffmanstore.com.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number is 877-726-8255. So let's take one of those recorded questions. Hear it.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. I read somewhere where these supplements that are designed to improve memory don't really pass the blood-brain barrier and therefore are not beneficial for that purpose. What is your view on that?
Okay, so very interesting question. So let's explain what that is. There, when you take something, it gets absorbed in your gastrointestinal tract, and then it has the potential to be picked up by your blood supply and travel to all parts of your body. And so there are supplements that you take that may be helpful for joints, where you take them orally and then they're absorbed in your intestines, and then they go through your venous circulation, through your liver, and then they circulate around your body, and eventually they find their way to your joints and they help to reduce inflammation. An example of which is curcumin. Curcumin is anti-inflammatory and can help with joint pain. But nature has created something called the blood-brain barrier. And what that does is it actually protects us from toxins. So in prehistoric times, man, in a quest for food, would sometimes experiment with new foods. Like, there's a really colorful berry. That looks tempting. Let me eat that. It turns out to be poisonous. And what it does is it may render you very sick and make you vomit, but your brain is protected by the blood-brain barrier, the most vulnerable part of the body that you don't want to get harmed. So this is actually a problem in drug development, because many drugs that are designed to work in your nervous system, you know, maybe pain relievers, for example, these drugs may have to be designed to better penetrate the blood-brain barrier. This is also an obstacle in terms of drugs that are used to treat dementia and Alzheimer's, that we're just beginning to see some inklings of potential success. So curcumin's a good example. Curcumin is absorbed pretty well, can go to the joints, but does not cross the blood-brain barrier very well. But by means of what's called microencapsulation, these tiny nanospheres that are particles that are lipid-coated can cross the blood-brain barrier more easily, because the blood-brain barrier keeps out aqueous compounds, polar compounds, but lipids pass more easily through the blood-brain barrier. So by taking curcumin and putting it into a little tiny microscopic size package. These little tiny particles can better enter the central nervous system. And this has actually been demonstrated. So I looked up studies that show that the microencapsulation does work to deliver it to the brain to have potentially an anti-dementia effect. Since inflammation is part of the pathway to dementia, curcumin seems to be helpful there. There are other things too, and I had pulled out an article about pycnogenol. Pycnogenol is sometimes used in the treatment of traumatic brain injury. You know, we get hit on the head, you get a concussion, sometimes takes longer to recover. There's a study showing that pycnogenol actually is absorbed in the gastrointestinal tract, circulates around, can cross the blood-brain barrier, and does get into the brain. And same with other things like fish oil. Fish oil, especially DHA, beneficial for the brain, does cross the blood-brain barrier. And you have to go on a case-by-case basis because some things are more or less repelled by the blood-brain barrier. They're kept out. But with innovative techniques, they can sometimes take something that doesn't cross the blood-brain barrier very well and create a vehicle so that it has better affinity for the central nervous system, the brain, and the nerves. And so the answer to your question is, yeah, maybe to some extent, some things are not that well absorbed, but for the most part, well-formulated supplements are designed to overcome the barriers to uptake by the blood-brain barrier, accessing the brain and the central nervous system itself. So thank you for that great question. 877-726-8255, our number. You know, I've been talking for a long time about the breakthrough health benefits of CBD. Now, our friends at CV Sciences have developed an innovative suite of non-CBD products that mimic CBD's healthful effects. They still work on the endocannabinoid system, but for those who prefer not to use CBD and potentially for use in younger kids, this is an opportunity. CV Sciences' new Plus Health CBD-free line of gummies and capsules. The Plus Health Clarity gummies are packed with DMAE, lion's mane, and rhodiola, designed to boost your cognitive performance, enhance memory, and provide natural energy. I'm sure they're well-positioned to cross the blood-brain barrier. Or if you need a little peace and calm, Plus Health's Peace Gummies offer a soothing blend of L-theanine, lemon balm, and St. John's wort that supports serenity and relaxation without the drowsiness. And if you're on a journey towards optimal health, the Reshape capsules are packed with powerful ingredients like berberine and OEA to support metabolism and help maintain healthy blood sugar levels. So for more information and to order, head over to pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman. There you'll find all their products, including their products with CBD. I take the CBD-infused sleep gummies. I also use the CBD-infused calm gummies, but if you prefer, you can find an innovative suite of non-CBD products at pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for the new Plus Health non-CBD collection. All right, there's this thing called watchful waiting for cancer. Kind of a new idea because in the past, men who had prostate cancer were told, okay, you got two choices, either radiation or surgery. Okay? If you have cancer, don't just stand there, treat it. Treat it aggressively. And in fact, even our language, you know, you fight cancer. There's the war against cancer. And sometimes in an obituary, they say that a person has succumbed after a long, courageous battle against cancer. The fight against cancer. But there's this new idea that we should do what's termed watchful waiting, original term replaced by a term called active surveillance. Well, a couple of guys that we've talked to around Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Aaron Katz and Dr. Gio Espinosa, they were partners for a while at Columbia. Now both are at NYU, developed a new wrinkle to active surveillance. They call it active holistic surveillance. So it's not, don't just stand there, do nothing, wait until you potentially progress and then do the chemo or do the radiation or do the surgery. They say embark on a program of holistic lifestyle intervention with diet, exercise, and certain supplements. And Dr. Katz pioneered this with a paper in 2016. And here's what it said. They did a study which analyzed survival rate among 235 patients who undertook active holistic surveillance. In other words, they were counseled on diet, exercise, and they got supplements. And what they found was that the survival for the cohort was 99.6%. And the disease-specific interval survival was 100%. So none of them had a recurrence during the time that they were observed. So they did very well. So it kind of outlines the potential of active holistic surveillance. And now comes a study, high omega-3, low omega-6 diet with fish oil for men with prostate cancer on active surveillance. It's called the CAPFISH 3 randomized clinical trial. And what they found was that by eliminating omega-6 rich foods, which are often processed foods, and by supplementing with fish oil, it compared to placebo, it resulted in a significant reduction in something called the Ki-67 index. It's a biomarker for prostate cancer progression, metastasis, and death over a period of several years. So very interesting. Omega-6 fats, it's not clear per se whether they're cancer-promoting, although some studies say that those poor quality refined oils can cause cancer to proliferate. But by eliminating them, you also eliminate a lot of ultra-processed foods. And that may be the key to the benefit of reducing omega-6 fats for cancer. Sources of omega-6 fats include fried and fast foods, baked goods, candy and confections, dressings and condiments, you know, things like mayonnaise and salad dressings, and meat substitutes and dairy substitutes. Okay, so, but they reduced their omega-6s and they also took fish oil supplements and they had some real improvements in a prime indicator of the aggressiveness of prostate cancer while doing what's called active holistic surveillance. So yeah, fish oil, very important, and diet, very important for people, especially men in this case, who are undergoing observation in an effort to avoid more aggressive treatment. And this may also come into play for women with less aggressive forms of breast cancer, like DCIS. They may say, well, you don't need surgery now. You don't need hormone treatment. You don't need radiation. We'll just observe you. We'll monitor you. And oh, by the way, why don't you get a really healthy lifestyle? And that may reduce their eventual need to have more surgery, hormone treatment, radiation, or ultimately chemotherapy. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and you're listening to Intelligent Medicine.
Are you tired of feeling tired? Do you wish you could turn back the clock on aging? NT-Factor Lipids is the breakthrough supplement that's scientifically proven to repair and renew your body's cells. NT-Factor Lipids are identical to the phospholipids found in your cellular membranes. They've been shown to repair mitochondrial damage, a primary cause of biological aging. In clinical trials, NT-Factor therapy resulted in a 26.8% increase in mitochondrial function, restoring it to levels found in young adults. NT-Factor has also been shown to reduce fatigue by up to 43%, and has even been shown to significantly reduce a wide range of symptoms and improve the quality of life in patients with various conditions, like chronic fatigue and those undergoing chemotherapy. I've been using NT-Factor for years. You can find the NT-Factor line of nutritional formulas at your favorite health food store or online retailer. Or, to order direct, go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. You've heard me talk for years about the breakthrough health benefits of CBD. Now, our friends at CV Sciences have developed an innovative suite of non-CBD products that mimic CBD's healthful effects. CV Sciences' new Plus Health CBD-free line of gummies and capsules. The Plus Health Clarity gummies are packed with DMAE, lion's mane, and rhodiola designed to boost your cognitive performance, enhance memory, and provide natural energy. You need a little peace and calm? Plus Health's Peace Gummies, soothing blend of L-theanine, lemon balm, and St. John's wort support serenity and relaxation without the drowsiness. And if you're on a journey towards optimal health, the Reshape capsules are packed with powerful ingredients like berberine and OEA to support metabolic health and help maintain healthy blood sugar levels. For more information and to order, head over to pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman. Use coupon code Hoffman30. For 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for the new Plus Health non-CBD collection.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number is 877-726-8255. We should call with questions or, you know, perhaps experiences. Maybe, you know, you've been told this or that or the other thing by a doctor, and you want to share your experience, or maybe you've tried one or another of our supplements, so you want to share your review of how they work for you. 877-726-8255 is our number. And let's take one of those recorded questions right now.
My question is fish oil, crow oil, olive oil good for a heart patient, and also are those good for also for stroke patients? Thanks.
Okay, so, you know, great question. And the answer is all of the above have been shown to be helpful for heart patients. And the difference is that fish oil is rich in EPA and DHA, and these have been demonstrated to be heart healthy and preventive. In fact, they market a form of EPA as a prescription drug for people who have cardiovascular risk. So demonstrable benefits right there. The thing about the prescription drugs, they don't contain any DHA, and that's where over-the-counter fish oil comes in, because it's balanced between EPA and DHA. And krill oil is particularly rich in DHA, which may have cardiovascular benefits, certainly brain benefits against cognitive decline. And the additional benefit to krill oil, the problem with krill oil is that it delivers a little bit less potency, a little less in the way of the active omega-3s. But it is said to be more bioavailable. And I know that's a controversial notion. I've looked at some of the literature on that. I'm not entirely convinced. But the thought is you could take a smaller pill and it'll be better absorbed and it'll go to where it's needed. But also krill oil contains astaxanthin, and astaxanthin may have some additional benefits. That's the red color that's imparted to salmon. Wild salmon have it naturally. Farmed salmon have it added to their diets, because if they didn't have astaxanthin added to their feed, they would just be gray looking and not very appealing. And olive oil has definite cardiovascular benefits. It's a monounsaturated fat, but beyond that, it delivers lots of polyphenols like oleuropein. And among the polyphenols, hydroxytyrosol also is really beneficial for the heart. And so I would recommend all of the above. So get a lube job with fish oil, krill oil, olive oil, if you're a heart patient or a patient who's had a stroke. And, you know, some doctors will say, oh, but what if you're on a blood thinner? Aren't these things blood thinners? Studies actually push back on the notion that you can develop excessive bleeding if you augment your anticoagulation by taking these supplements, which have platelet-inhibiting effects. But in terms of episodes of bleeding that occur while taking them concurrently with blood thinning medication, like say for atrial fibrillation or some of the medications that you're taking after a heart attack, including aspirin, Plavix, things like that, the studies do not show that there is more of a risk of what's called accidental or pathological bleeding because people are ODing on blood thinning omega-3 oils or things like that. So fire away, and those I think will be beneficial for you. Well, winter is here. It sure is here in New York City. It's really cold. And so is all the coughing and sneezing it brings. Or maybe it was all the alcohol and sugar that we consumed over the holidays. Well, now is the time to make sure your immune system is as strong as it can be. You've heard me talk about how I've used Empower to charge my immune system. I don't go a day without it. Now, my friends at the Harmony Company have introduced a, quote, new and improved version of Empower called Empower Plus. This improved formula combines AHCC, one of the most powerful mushroom extracts, with fermented wheat germ extracts, super concentrate, supercharging your immune system like never before. With more than 150 combined published research reports, Empower Plus will quickly give your immune system the super boost that you need. So if you're looking for a way to handle whatever this winter throws at you, well, Empower Plus is your solution. For more information and to order, go to theharmonycompany.com. That's theharmonycompany.com, or call 800-422-5518, 800-422-5518. Use coupon code HOFFMAN10 at checkout and get yourself a 10% discount and free shipping. That's theharmonycompany.com for the new Empower Plus. Use it this winter to fend off all forms of maladies. This item is encouraging because, you know, we hear about how our health is deteriorating, you know, that this generation is less healthy than previous generations. Why 70 is the new 60 for many baby boomers. According to the study, today's older people are in better shape mentally and physically than previous generations. It says baby boomers are aging much more slowly than previous generations. It may be better nutrition, better health care, better focus on lifestyle, exercise, and so on. And so an encouraging trend that should bolster our confidence as baby boomers as we move towards our later years. Well, thanks very much for joining us. More resources available to you at drhoffman.com. We've got podcasts. We've got a great newsletter you can subscribe to there. And call 877-726-8255 to record your questions. Have a great weekend.